بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salaam and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his noble family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Is not the fitna of today and the innovation, ignorance, and stop the call of jihad, and establishing sharia as Abdul Wahab was calling to? Who's Abdul Wahab was calling to? What did Abdul Wahab call to? Please write. Go ahead. Yes, Muhammad Abdul Wahab. What did he call for? What did he call for? Establishing tawheed and jihad. Tayyib. What's wrong with this? No one is against establishing tawheed, and no one is against establishing jihad. La. You see, please, no comments. No, let shocking be with me, please. Just let shocking, please, no other comments. Yahi, the issue of jihad is established until the day of resurrection. No one can negate it. But there are times where it requires conditions. And conditions have to be made, and impediments are to be taken out. This was the manhaj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything, and including jihad, you see, including everything. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted jihad at times, and he didn't conduct it at other times, and this does not mean that he didn't establish the jihad. The jihad has conditions, rulings. It's not just chaotic. And jihad is not for the cause of fighting. Fighting is not the objective behind jihad. Killing is not the objective behind jihad. Jihad is to have the deen of Allah prevailing. To have the deen of Allah prevailing. And when the Muslims are in weak states and not prepared for it, then in this case, you cannot be able to truly establish it. Otherwise it will lead to defeat of Muslims, and the defeat will not be looked upon as a defeat for Muslims, but rather for Islam. And then in this case, the objective of jihad is being ruined by ill preparation, and the preparation requires preparation on iman, on true tawheed, and then the preparedness which the ummah will be able to. Only when these things are met, then the real and true jihad to establish the deen of Allah and to prevail over shirk is the thing which every believer looks for and attains. Looks for to attain and hope to share in. So don't misunderstand us in any way when we say these things at all. Anyone who negates the jihad or denies the jihad and its principle is not a Muslim in the first place. The issue, however, even akhi, in cases where jihad is required to be a repelling force, in these situations it requires also fine, no problem. I was going even to answer this. You look at the situations in terms of the principles. If inside even a Muslim country, which is even raided and taken by kuffar in any time or any place, And the Muslims in this country, they have the duty to defend and to make jihad of repulsion. Jihad of repulsion against the occupier, the kafir and everything. But if they are unable and they don't have a clear banner, and such that the confrontation with their enemy, the kafir, will lead to their destruction, such that they will not be able to inflict any effective harm on the kafir, in this case, even it is allowed for them to run. How about that? In accordance with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't throw yourself into a tahluka, destruction. Also, in the state of weakness, in the state of weakness of the ummah, it has to work to strengthen itself. And it cannot strengthen itself except by turning to deen. And if we want to jump over this, we're going to be broken in our necks, not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, but every time we're going to do this, when we are not ready to be with Allah truly, then it will be a wishful thinking. It will be only a driving emotional force leading to our defeat after defeat after defeat. And this is what's happening in many parts of the Muslim world. Because the Ummah is not right with Allah. And when the Ummah is not right with Allah, it's not going to take victory. Be assured. The promise of Allah is fulfilling. When you aid His deen, He will help you. Will give you victory. Other than that, it's wishful thinking and destruction. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, when the Ummah is in a state of weakness, it acts with the verses of perseverance. And when the Ummah is in the state of strength, then it acts with the commitment to strength and jihad and da'wah. These are the conditions. Otherwise, as you can tell, misery on top of misery. Misery on top of misery. And losses on top of losses. Because of early confrontations and unpreparedness of the ummah still. Divided, disarray, shirk, spread. And we want to have victory? It's just amazing. And if you come and talk about these things to correct the bases, they tell you, no, we go to the top. Let's cut the head of the rulers. They are kafirs. And they'll get these big statements. You can't change from top, akhi. You build a building and you go from top, it will crumble. It will fall in your head. You establish the bases. The basis is correcting the deen. Correcting the deen. We don't know علم الغيب يا أخي. Until we establish the deen in ourselves and around us. And you know, when we say these things, people say, oh, people, you want it for how long? We tell them, Nuh, 950 years. Then they tell you, oh, you want it like Nuh, that's too long. Subhanallah. Our Prophet says, alayhi salatu wassalam, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. But indeed, you are people who hasten. You want to see the results. And when you do that, you will fumble and fumble until it falls on your head, of course, many times. And still, the Ummah is not learning lessons from these matters. Not learning lessons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the truth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.